Missouri Congressman and Senate candidate Todd Akin canceled his public appearances today, ducking the firestorm that erupted after his comment that women's bodies can prevent pregnancy in cases of, quote, legitimate rape. Here's Congressman Akin on the Jocko Report on the local Fox station in St. Louis. He was asked whether abortion should be legal in cases of pregnancy after rape.
It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist and not attacking the child.
Akin has since said he misspoke, but he didn't say which part. So how common is the thinking that women can stop pregnancy after rape? And how is this reverberating in this important Senate race, Akin fighting the Democrat Claire McCaskill for her seat? Joe Manis is political reporter at the nonpartisan online news site, the St. Louis Beacon. Joe, this comes in a series of statements. Congressman Akin recently said he's against student loans, federal school lunch. He's well known.
Yes, he's been in Congress for 12 years. The social conservatives are very much behind him.
Well, what about the thinking he expressed about pregnancy? The Washington Post today writes that this dates back to at least the 1980s. Pennsylvania Congressman Stephen Friend said there were few pregnancies from rapes because women could secrete something that would kill sperm. This went on to Arkansas politician Faye Boozman saying the same thing, and Mike Huckabee made her head of that state's health department. Now, first of all, we should rush to say that according to the Journal of American Obstetrics and Gynecology, over 30,000 pregnancies result from rape every year. So much for that thinking. But what else might this thinking be about? How would this thinking tie in with legislation that, for instance, Congressman Akin might have been a part of?
Akin and Paul Ryan, who is Mitt Romney's selected running mate, are co-sponsors of a bill called No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion. And that legislation initially did have some phrasing that would have barred federal funding for abortion in the case of rape unless it was forcible rape.
Of course, there's statutory rape where one party is not of age of consent, but the kind of rape that we're talking about, most would say it is only forcible. But I'm guessing, too, if you believe that when there's rape, forcible rape, there can't be a pregnancy because of the trauma, well, there's no need for an exception.
Correct.
Well, how do you think this is going to reverberate there? We know that the Romney-Ryan campaign has distanced itself from these statements. They issued a statement saying that they would allow for an exception in the case of rape. But this is a tough topic for Mitt Romney in particular. He's been accused of flopping on this issue, of being for choice before he was against it. And this is a very important Senate race. Republicans are thinking they might take the Senate with people like Akin if he can take the seat from Claire McCaskill. What's your sense of how this is going to play out?
Well, in Missouri, McCaskill had privately hoped, at least this is the contention, that Akin would be her opponent because of his often controversial comments on various issues. So they thought she might have a stronger chance of winning re-election with Akin on the ticket, which is why she did the unusual thing of running attack ads against all three of her potential Republican rivals in their primary. But Akin's attack ad, if you viewed it, you almost thought it was a supportive ad because it used the type of language that would be attractive to religious conservatives. Now, McCaskill denied that there was any intent, but it did, from the outside, look like she was basically trying to help him win the primary. So now she is condemning what he is saying on this issue, but she is being very careful. I just talked to a prominent Democrat in Missouri just a few minutes ago who privately told me that they were afraid of being too strident against Akin because they were afraid that might contribute to efforts to force him out. They do not want Akin out.
Fascinating. Joe Manis, political reporter at the nonpartisan online news site, the St. Louis Beacon. Joe, thanks so much for weighing in on this today.
Well, thank you for asking me.